University of Illinois actually has a Center for Innovation in Online Learning, but we're starting a Center for Innovation in Learning. At UMUC, we believe that online is now something we need to drop out. It's not about online, it's about learning. How can students learn better? We are on the verge of hiring the Associate Provost who will run this to assess new pedagogies, technologies, and curricula. The key thing, two key things, focus on learning and get the faculty to be the collaborators, learners, evaluators, implementers, and heroes. It's all about them, it's not about us. So what would Socrates say? Well, if you look into it, Socrates actually never said anything. It was his publicist, Plato, who really wrote about him. And it turns out that Socrates would probably admit that he knows very little, which I think is a good place to start. But he would question through dialogue to get to deeper mutual learning. And that is my final comment to you, that that's what I think we need to do. We need to talk a lot more about this and get everybody involved. And for my faculty colleague at home, now for the hemlock. Thank you.
Okay, so this is the opportunity for people to bring in their questions. I see we have cards coming in, but let me start. This is a question about what do you think about what students should know? I remember going to happened to be a physicist and saying, well, what do you teach in your introductory course in electromagnetism? And I think the question flummoxed the physicist. He said, well, they listened to me and I explained what I do and how this works. But hadn't actually thought a whole lot about what the student learning process was, because as a physicist and not an educational philosopher or an educational specialist. So, and as we've, I think both of you have used the term learning outcomes assessment. Could you give a few more words on how you arrive at what the learning outcomes are for a course?
Sure. So when we started an OLI design process, we bring together the faculty, that collection, that team that I was talking about, which usually includes multiple faculty from whatever the domain is that we're designing for. And that first conversation is talking with them about, the first question I always ask is, what do you expect your students to get out of spending 15 weeks with you? And that's a surprisingly hard question. And a really exciting question. And so we have some techniques to unpack that if it's difficult to articulate, such as, well, bring in all the student projects you gave students, and then tell me, show me the students that you think these students get it and these students don't. And then keep unpacking, what is it you're seeing in this work of a student who gets it that you're not seeing in the work of a student who doesn't? And we can begin to articulate what is the implicit expertise that the faculty member has that oftentimes is difficult to make explicit.
You have learning outcomes specified in your courses there?
Absolutely. Now remember, we are focusing mostly on adult students, so what we have found is that we need to design starting at the program level. And many schools do this, but we start that way and we take it very seriously. So we bring in domain experts, faculty, but also individuals from the community. So if it's a cybersecurity degree, we will bring in cybersecurity experts to inform our programs in terms of those larger outcomes. And then each course is designed by faculty experts, and we have groups. We're doing what Herb Simon says. But they line the courses up within the curriculum, so it's very clear what needs to be taught up and down the curriculum.
Well, we have a couple of questions that have come in here, and I think the first one raises some provocative issues. This is, I understand how the cognitive tutor works for the sciences. What about the humanities, which sometimes there's no right answer? And I think there are some interesting challenges. Let me preface that by saying they were going to be doing machine translation. I read it in the newspaper in the 1960s. There are domains that have been difficult for computer technology to actually tackle, and they have to do a lot with human interpretation. So Candace, how is this going to work?
Great, I love that question, and I'll tell you it gets asked every single time I give a presentation. I love it. And it gives me the opportunity to say that what I'm talking about is not a particular form of using technology. I'm not saying cognitive tutors are the solution. What I'm talking about is a design process where you bring together teams of the faculty domain experts, the learning science researchers, and the software engineers to say, what is it we want in our humanities course, in our history course, or in our English course.